USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
At least two people were fatally shot and seven other people were wounded in a shooting at a Charlotte Juneteenth celebration, according to police in that North Carolina city, who say five other people were struck by vehicles after the overnight shootings. Police say they responded to a call of a pedestrian being struck by a vehicle when they found hundreds of people in the streets nearby. The chief says there was evidence of multiple shooters. No arrests have been made. NASCAR is investigating a noose found in the garage of Bubba Wallace yesterday at Talladega Super Speedway. Wallace is the only full-time black top-level NASCAR driver. He says he's increasingly saddened, and it serves as a reminder of how much further the nation has to go. NASCAR says in a release it is angry and outraged. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Police in Chicago say they're looking for help from citizens. After another weekend filled with gun violence in the Windy City, Police Superintendent David Brown says there's a common theme with this violence.
Gangs, guns, and drugs. And no consequences when Chicago cops make arrests.
Brown is demanding that violent offenders be kept in jail for longer than they currently have been, and that home monitoring be revamped. As of last night, nearly a dozen people were killed and almost 60 more wounded in shootings between Friday evening and last night. Some stormy weather is headed to the southeastern U.S.
There's no sun up in the sky, stormy weather.
In this case, it's the remnants of a Saharan dust storm that has sent a dust plume across the United States. It's expected to arrive in the southeastern U.S. by midweek. And this is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at AVMA.org.
Phase 2 of New York City's reopening after the worst of the coronavirus shutdown beginning today. It includes barbershops, hair salons, and outdoor dining. More than 300,000 New Yorkers are also expected to return to their workplaces today. A long-running bid to make the nation's capital city a state is going to resume this week, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Since D.C. is not a state, it doesn't have voting power in Congress, and that has long been a bone of contention for residents in the nation's capital. Presently, the population of Washington, D.C. is higher than the population in several states, but it has a congressional representative, and she cannot cast a vote. Supporters of the change say D.C. residents pay taxes, fight in wars, and are bound by federal statutes. So, they should have a vote in Congress. But many Republicans oppose granting statehood to D.C. because its residents are predominantly Democratic.
Shark attacks way down this year in American waters, and experts believe it's because beaches have been closed because of the coronavirus pandemic. Only 15 shark attacks have been reported worldwide from January through May. The University of Florida's International Shark Attack File is reporting the long-term average for the first 5 months of the year would be 25. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.